Welcome back. Spain's portion of the program complete now to Barcelona and Catalonia. We've seen this program three times, and it was frustrating and difficult to understand, so let me try to help you out. First, please know it's abstract and sometimes confusing, but it is brilliant and dramatic, as you see some of the handouts, each of the fans also able to participate. This will be a representation of the formation of Barcelona. It's loosely interpreted from the days of the ancient Olympics. You're going to see the sun now, the creation of light, and then a giant modernistic Hercules will run in, winning the first Olympic marathon, if you will, finishing on the land that will become Barcelona. And then he will part the Straits of Gibraltar to allow the Atlantic to flow and form the Mediterranean. And then man's dramatic voyage fighting sea and land monsters as well as disease, but surviving to reach this land and this region safely. That's what you're going to see in the next 15 minutes or so. The sun, there's 312 participants, 13 feet tall, just magnificent costuming. And they're calling for Hercules. And we've seen it in the rehearsals, Dick. Wait until you see this entrance. Here he comes. Hercules is the most famous figure of the Greek myths for the great feats through which he became the father of civilization, creator of the first Olympic Games, founder of the city of Barcelona, the son of Zeus, it is said, the god of gods. Extremely low body fat for Hercules these days. Those running with him to represent the other competitors, the first Olympic marathon. He's surrounded metaphorically by athletes, wise men, warriors, and artists. They're supposed to represent the best of the human race. They'll take up Hercules' lessons in civilization on the stage of the Mediterranean Sea. Hero of heroes, always victorious in his battle against evil, Hercules. Steve Reeves never looked like this. The mechanization, though, for someone to design this modern form and make it feel so lifelike. Remarkable again, and now he is positioned amongst the olive branches that form the wreath, laurel wreath of victory, and now he parts the columns, signifying the separation of the Straits of Gibraltar to allow the sea to flow and become the Mediterranean.